Hey everybody, I'm Stacey Gonder and this is the Maker Monday segment brought to you by the House of Sass & Magic. I am the lead designer and founder at the House of Sass & Magic, and I'll be chatting with creatives who get real about their businesses and about themselves. Stay tuned to learn all about real creatives with real talent. Hey Camille, how are you?
Good, Stacey. How are you?
I'm doing super well. It's great to see you again. You're looking fantastic.
Thank you. Guess who I'm wearing?
I'm not sure. Tell us all about it.
Custom piece, custom commission by Miss Stacey here. Yours truly. Space Babe outfit. So this piece was actually the concept and the idea was styled by my friend Daria Turan. So she was the brainchild behind this idea, and then we've got five of them, right? We made five of these dope Space Babe dresses, which we'll be rocking out in the future as soon as we're allowed to go to parties again.
I love it. So for anybody who hasn't tuned into the Maker Monday segment with the House of Sass & Magic, this is the lovely Camille. And Camille is both Camille the creator as well as the brainchild behind the Talk Collective. So here we are for our Friends Friday segment. And Camille and I thought we would chat a little bit about how we got to know each other, what we've been doing over the last few months, as she talked about already with these beautiful Space Babes that I'm super grateful and honored to work with Katiris and yourself on this concept. Why don't you tell us about how that kind of came about in terms of working with George?
Yeah, so I was actually, I met George 2 years ago on stage at the Mod Club.
Love it. RIP Mod Club, RIP.
It's so sad, Mod Club doesn't exist anymore, so kind of cherished memories now.
Yeah.
But George was playing at a heavy meta whiteout party, and Alana and I were go-go dancing, and when we finished one of our sets, we were like kind of side stage, and George ran over and he's like, "Can I get a picture with you guys?" And we're like, "Sure." So we got a group shot together, and that was the first time I met George. And then from there, we just we connected online, and over time, we just sort of reached out to each other. And we were just like really inclined to create content together, actually. So we started with this fun little video, one of the like Pass the Brush Artist Challenge, but instead of that, it was Rise in Artwork. And George was like, any idea you have, like, let's go for it. So we started with that, and then it eventually evolved into us making music videos together.
That's awesome. I love the organic relationships and how it just kind of like, it's basically based on vibes, and then you realize that you can come together creatively and you know, create some things and put them out into the world that make everybody happy.
Exactly. And he has his own label called Space Disco. So obviously like Space Babes came to mind, and we're like, okay, let's make some Space Babe outfits for our next creative venture.
You can't have Space Disco without Space Babes. Like, yeah. Like, what is space without Space Babes?
Right? Exactly. I can't wait for this Space Babe invasion to happen as soon as this whole coronavirus thing is come to the end of its life.
Yeah, once we kick it to the curb and like move on with our life. Sweet. Awesome. So also, if we could, and it's actually kind of interesting, the story about how you met George, because that's a similar story to how you and I kind of met. Like, it's just in how our relationships kind of organically developed and then has become this kind of creative collaboration whenever the opportunity arises. Which is kind of cool. Like, I remember one day, like, you legitimately just walked on into my studio and was like, "Hey, people told me I should know you."
I was like, "Aw." When I found your magical little nook in the world, your super stellar space.
Yeah. So tell us about the Top Collective and how that kind of plays into all of these things. And we can talk about how, you know, what the Top Collective is, how it is, why it is, and then how our worlds kind of crisscrossed and came to be in that world.
Totally. So I was into the fashion industry as like a product developer and a little bit of styling here and there, kind of more in traditional fashion, if you will. Yeah. And I always just felt like kind of like in a box where I couldn't fully like express myself. Like I felt like there was always like a piece of me that I was hiding in the background. Which is something that at festivals and raves and parties, like we literally like let our freak flag fly and bring out like the most fun, ridiculous things that nobody would ordinarily see, right?
Yeah.
We've always had so much fun with dressing up and being playful in that context. And then while living abroad in Florence, Italy, I had a bunch of friends that I had met through going to parties and festivals who worked in the underground music scene. And just through constantly seeing people while I'm out and dancing and just grooving and wearing fun clothes, they gave me opportunities to vend and be part of videos and stuff. So I started Top Collective 2015 at a outdoor nightclub called Teeny Soundgarden on the seaside of Tuscany. And there for 12 weeks, every Saturday, I had a little pop-up shop where I would bring the little knick-knack things that I had made during the week and just help party people accessorize themselves and kind of take their outfit up a little notch with a little piece that kind of creates that fun, zany statement. And then from there, I moved back to Toronto and I was just like, how am I gonna replicate this? And I just made a list of all the festivals that I dreamt of being a part of and went out to different events and parties and mingled and eventually met the promoters and did the exact same thing in Toronto. And then the whole idea of the collective is the people that are gravitated towards the same music that we love and cherish so much. People love to dance and just express themselves in these environments. And then the amazing creative geniuses that like to create masterpieces for people to enjoy themselves in. So that's where you really came up on my radar. I was looking for awesome designers and artists who were kind of stepping outside of the box of the traditional fashion world and kind of playing outside of it, which is my favorite place to be.
Totally. That's, I think, and that's actually been a running theme amongst a lot of the conversations I've been having over the last few weeks is that, you know, this proverbial box that every, air quotes, everybody tries to fit into or we're directed to be into is like, it's never, I realized recently that it has never occurred to me. Sophie wants her close up.
Hi, Sophie. got the same hairdo.
I know. Right. Twinning. that it's just, I've realized recently that it's never occurred to me to try to fit into that box. And so when people such as yourself and other people that we meet at, when we're vending at festivals, they're like, oh my God, this is so great. This is so fantastical. It's always surprising to me at how impactful the work that we do is because it's so second nature to me.
You're such a beacon of hope for all of us, you know, outside the box, like creative creatures.
Yeah, I mean, it's what we got to do, you know, and as cliche as it is, you know, pushing boundaries and making, somebody said something recently too, to making people uncomfortable to make them comfortable. Mm-hmm. And that really, yeah, it really kind of resonated where I was like, right, like you, if you're always comfortable, that you're not actually expanding or growing, you know, there needs to be some discomfort in order to become comfortable with something.
I love that. I find that a lot of the time too, like when I have the booth at an event, a lot of times people will gravitate towards a piece and then they're scared of it after. It's like, they know they like it, but they're just can't quite get there yet. And then we're there to kind of give them the courage to be like, no, like don't doubt yourself. You know who you are deep down and don't be shy, you know? And oftentimes I get a lot of people that are a little nervous at first to go forward and go with that piece that caught their eye. And then if they're brave enough and they take the plunge and they get that piece, then like an hour or two later, they come back, they're like, oh my God, you're so right. Yeah. I got all these compliments and I love this. And then next thing you know, they're wearing that piece every day or just on the street like usual. So we really do help people step outside of their comfort zone and express themselves more authentically.
Yeah, that's awesome. You just made me remember my favorite festival thing to do is watch people arrive on, let's say, Thursday. And they're like, you know, in their quote unquote civilian clothes. And then by Monday morning, you see like the same person in like a complete festival garb, head to toe, having the time of their life. And I'm like, you have just unleashed whatever is inside of you gradually over the weekend. Excuse me. And it's beautiful to watch. And I love being, like you're saying, part of that journey for them. Cause it's like, yeah, man, do it. And I hope you take that with you once you leave this environment. And cause like, I think I said it on my original website, where it's like, whether you're chilling with your homies, whether you're grocery shopping, whether you're killing it on the dance floor, like who says you have to be or wear or express in a certain way? You know, as long as you're not being a jerk and harming other people, you know, like don't be an asshole. But but at the same time, you know, be your most authentic self all the time.
Totally. And I feel like we're really like breaking down these barriers. I was just talking about this yesterday about how as I was growing up, there were different hallmark ages that I was hitting where I was like, well, I guess I won't be able to play with these stuffed animals anymore. Or like, I guess I won't be able to wear these mini skirts anymore. And it's interesting how now in this day and age, it's like, especially with Instagram and like different social media channels, it's shown that like, no, like, why do you have to stop having stuffed animals? Like, why do you have to stop wearing colorful, playful, flirtatious, flamboyant things? Like, we should never put our inner child away, you know? Like, it's fun to stay engaged with that and playful through our entire lives. So a lot of people I know have these ideas that you can't wear a certain thing after a certain age. It's crazy, and it's, you know, it's infected me before in the past. So yeah, I think it's really important that people realize that like you can dress and be whatever you want to be at any age.
Yeah, I often wonder when I hear statements like that, like it's like, where is this golden rule book that apparently you open it up to page, I don't know, 700, and you're like, oh yes, here it says at, you know, whatever age, light your mini skirts on fire, because and who polices that? Who, like, who, if you decide, if you're whatever age and you decide to wear whatever you want and somebody else sees that as inappropriate, or you know, you're not of the right age bracket to be wearing that, what's the, like, what's the punishment? What's the, like, what's the consequence? I don't get it.
Being boring.
Being beige.
Being dull.
Yeah.
Very basic.
Yeah. That's, and you know, all of these things that we're talking about right now is also, I think, one of the key things that, excuse me, I miss over this festival season that we're about to go, what we would have been going into and what I missed last season is just, you know, watching people develop and flourish and discover, and or like re, and like you're saying, rediscover that inner child and that inner freedom and that, you know, permission to be and do and express and all of those things. And I'm fortunate and very grateful for the opportunities that you've provided me over the last few months to continue to do that via my work that we've been doing together.
It's been so fun. And now everything's available on Depop for you Depop lovers. Get your custom dress magic on Depop now.
Shameless plug. I love it. So if we were released back out into the wild tomorrow, what's the first place you would do, or what's the first thing you would do or go?
Oh my gosh.
I know, it's loaded.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I think it would definitely be like a Sunday social or a promised Cherry Beach party, and
ooh,
it would just
good
be
one.
Hugging everyone and dancing until the sun rises. Like, I know these parties don't go till sunrise, but I'm like, in my mind, we just, you know, make a 24-hour like reunion, like, that would be my dream.
I keep saying this too. I'm like, let's all just imagine like that first party, like the first party, like whoever throws like that party, like people are going to be going buck it is gonna go till sunrise, like for 3 days, you know what I mean? Like, it's that there's, we will see sunrises 3 days in a row, because I don't think
it's gonna be the roaring 20s after this,
right? Yeah. All right, where was the last place you would go?
The mall. You know, I'm like, I don't have any interest in going to the mall ever again, you know? And I'm like, you know what? I don't miss the mall. I don't even go to the mall. Like, what do I go to the mall for? Like, maybe the Apple store, maybe Mountain Equipment Co-op if it's
maybe
part of the mall.
To go.
That's about it. No malls.
No malls. I like that. I like that. So yeah, because then if there were, just imagining a world where there's no malls. If there's no malls, then perhaps people like you and I will be able to help the rest of the world.
Yes, yes.
That would be super awesome. What other projects you got going on? What else is on the horizon for you?
I'm actually like on this trajectory of supporting other fellow entrepreneurs with getting their businesses online, because this has definitely been a time where people are left with no other option but to really figure out these tools and to market and expose themselves and be accessible online, right? So really focusing on that, doing it kind of slowly. So that's kind of exciting. It's been a really fun kind of test run, seeing what kind of problems people are facing with their businesses right now. And I did read recently that half of Fortune 500 companies were started during a recession. So a lot of people do think like, okay, this is not the time when people are going to be buying and it's not the time to be launching a business. But the truth is, this is like the best time to be working on your business or building your business. Even just conceptually and getting your content together and your strategy, or conceptualizing new product ideas, because we're not going to be in this rut forever. I really believe that things are going to boom once everything comes back around. And there's still a lot of people that love buying local and custom and handmade. So I think it's really important that we keep focusing on looking ahead and building our skill set in this downtime, so that once things get crazy and busy again, we've got our ducks in a row.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, I'll speak from my own experience. You've been very helpful to get some of my shit together over the last few months, to be super honest about it. And you're right. You know, it's provided a lot of time and a lot of energy within myself to kind of, and I hesitate to use the word redirect, but refocus and streamline. And like you say, like collect your content and really kind of evaluate what it is that you, that what you're doing and why you're doing it. And I remember reading, this is a long time ago, you made me remember too, that apparently during the Depression, there was an increase in the sale of red lipstick, fishnets, and some other random thing. It was because people wanted to make themselves feel better. Yeah. Because there wasn't, like, everything around them was pretty shit. So there was like things out, and musical theater was made during the Depression in order for people, in order for people to go see happy things. It was like life is a musical. Yeah. You know? And that's kind of it. That makes me think of makes me think of our times right now, where like people are getting creative about ways to, you know, bring themselves joy. And sometimes for some people, that is still purchasing things, or that is still working with somebody to create a custom piece, or, you know, shopping local so that you're connected with your community and so on and so forth. And I think it's really, really important for people to remember as we move through whatever the next duration of time is, you know, that I feel like there's this this goalpost that people think that we're going to arrive at, and then boom, the switch comes back on and everything is one way or another. And it's like, actually, but we're in it. You know, we're living now. We are in these moments now. So you have the opportunity to create things for people now and for yourself now.
Totally. And now with social media and people having virtual hangouts and parties and all this stuff, people still love dressing up. And
yeah, totally. You know,
just because we're going through this time doesn't mean you have to be sad and gloomy and down and out and quiet and invisible the whole time. You know, I'm really like appreciative of the people that are down to get playful and creative and fun and express themselves and inspire people through this time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I was having the same conversation with somebody else earlier today, and we were saying that, you know, it's okay to be both. It's okay to recognize that there's some, you know, there's some crazy shit going on and it's confusing.
COVID coaster.
I love it. I love it. But it's also okay to take the time to find the small joys in your life and find the small joys in other people and what they're doing and your community and your family. Like, it's okay to be both. You don't have to be on one side of the fence or the other, you know?
Totally, I agree. I spend most of the time very relaxed in chill lounge. And then, you know, on the weekends, I'm like, all right, let's get freaky.
Yeah, you don't have to let, like, kind of further to our conversation earlier, is like, you don't have to let your joy die, you know? Like, yeah. you don't have to put it away and like, mm-hmm. hoard it away for another time. It's okay.
And dressing up and putting colors on really lifts your mood and your spirit too. It's a transformative tool.
Yeah, absolutely. It rewires your brain. Like, it's scientifically proven that, like, things that make you happy put the happy juice in your brain. You know? Yeah, absolutely. So what else can we talk about, Miss Camille? Is there something that you, it's top of mind for you?
Lately I've just been working on getting all of like my materials ordered for like these new collections that I'm working with. A new round of like really fun decorative sunglasses done in a way that I've never done before. So there's like a bunch of new techniques that I'm really excited about trying out. I've also been taking old beer cans and pop cans and water bottles, and I'm working on this process of cutting them up and turning them into embellishments. So getting more interested in how to recycle things and
turn
the components for like couture style applique. So getting creative with that, it's been really inspiring. I've been diving in to these rabbit holes on Pinterest of DIY.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's a dangerous place. It's the click hole.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time on Pinterest, like just organizing different ideas. So yeah, really inspired by upcycling, like turning an old t-shirt into a blouse. Like, these types of projects really inspire me, and especially like taking plasticky things and turning them into gorgeous little embellishments. I'm really inspired by this kind of Renaissance, regal, royal duchess vibe.
Yeah.
Really channeling that and feeling that. So like crowns, Renaissance style embellishments. I've been also, for the last few years, I've been making little embellishment pieces out of polymer clay, and I'll look for molds done by different artists on Etsy. So also I'm like, Etsy, I'm always on Etsy for these cool molds. And so finding these like filigree style Renaissance pieces. So super inspired by that, kind of tapping into the Renaissance vibes that birthed Top Collective in the first place.
I was just gonna ask, is that a departure from your original aesthetic from the Top Collective, or is that kind of like right in line with where you've been?
Yeah, like I did like a lot of the flower crowns back then. I was still doing like funny sunnies, but yeah, like chokers and kind of rhinestone bits and bobs. So kind of pulling from that, but like next level kind of, dare I say, like Dolce & Gabbana vibes, which I love.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, but I'm loving this idea of having a very royal, regal look at a grungy rave.
Yes.
And I'm really excited to pull this off, to like look like royalty in a kind of like darker setting.
Yeah, no, that's totally cool. And that was actually one of the original inspirations with the House of Sass and Magic. Fun fact, I was a professional dancer back in the day, and then I went back to school for costume studies specifically. And the pinnacle of our training was they wanted us to work at Stratford, and it was like, you know, that's going to be the end all be all of your career. It's shoot for the stars. And I was like, there's not enough glitter at Stratford for me. I was like, I don't know. But because we did so much historical costume building and so much research, and we did all the pattern drafting for all that, so those are the shapes and silhouettes that I gravitate towards. And then paired with the glitter and glam and the sequins and the aquanet of dance land. So I can really resonate and relate to that, and kind of put those, when you smush worlds together and amalgamate vibes, I think it's so cool.
I'm really feeling it.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Because I mean, the shapes are so extreme, and the shapes are so kind of not what's here right now too, because we've gone kind of completely the other spectrum where we're hanging out in sweats and comfies and whatever. And I think by the time we are able to be in these environments, we'll have come back around where people want it to they want to have that opulence and that kind of grand statement.
You have so many amazing pieces that are already along those lines with your bras and the corset pieces. It's like perfect for this Duchess vibe.
Yeah, we're gonna have to have our worlds collide again.
Yes.
Slash yeah. Still.
It's going like this.
Yes, I love it. Awesome. Well, where can we have all of our guests and fellow viewers find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Top Collective and Facebook Top Collective as well. And topcollective.net is my website where you can find more info about me.
Awesome. And what would you like to leave our viewers with today? What's our final thought?
Don't be afraid or shy to try something new on that you never tried before.
Yes, I'm into it. And we'll provide all of those things for you to try on between the two of us.
You got you. Tell your girls. Call us.
I love it. Awesome. It's always a pleasure, Miss Camille. Thank you for spending your afternoon with me.
Thanks for having me, babe.
Yeah, anytime, all the time. And we'll chat. We'll chat real soon. And stay safe in space.
Peace.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
That's it for this week's episode of the House of Sass and Magic's Maker Monday Chats. Be sure to follow us on Spotify so that you never miss an episode, and so that you can share it with all your friends. You can follow us on Instagram at HouseSMT. Or on Facebook, HouseSM. And I'd love to hear from all of you. Pop me an email and or direct message via social media.